You are now listening to Jess is Lit, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess is Lit. We are here in Vancouver again for another episode. It is final seasons for, I guess, all university students. Please persevere. I know we have still a couple of weeks remaining. I myself have, I think, three finals upcoming in the next week or two. And so I'm sure everyone is having a tough time with this, but just a few more weeks left until Christmas and the New Year's. And so I'm positive that everyone will get through this once and for all. Today we have a lot of stuff to do. I've gathered some poetries, I've gathered some music, and I've also gathered one of my own projects that I completed during this semester for one of my English classes. And so, as long as time permits, I will try to go through all of it, but we'll see how it goes. Now, I've received lots of positive feedback on in terms of the music side. I remember playing a couple of songs, or several songs, from Joel Wood. I know it was a while back, but Joel Wood, he brought the environment a lot of songs related to his own indigenous heritage, and so the song really touched a lot on the quote unquote traditional side of music. It wasn't necessarily a conventional auto-tune-y song-esque. It was really based deeply. It was rooted deeply in the indigenous heritage that he was brought up from. And so I received a lot of positive feedback about that. And so I decided to bring three of his songs back to the show. And that will be the song portion. And then the other one was surprisingly, the COVID poetry that was that I read last episode received good feedback as well. And so I'll bring that back. And then the creative project I will explain right before I decide to bring that into today's show. Just to let you guys know, I am going through a tough cold right now. And I feel like a lot of people around me are getting the cold. I hope everyone is doing okay health-wise, but geez, for me, this couple of days, previous couple of days was a struggle. I am feeling much better. It's in the healing side. My throat is in pain-wise, it's okay, but it's kind of getting used to feeling a bit better and just in its healing side right now. But yeah, without further ado, I will play some ads. And then right after I play some ads, I'll play one of Joel Wood's songs to transition. And it is called, ooh, it's a long song name, Sasi Pe Ketamoin Ais Niwak. Now forgive me if I pronounced it wrong, but that is the best I could have done. And so I'll play this song right after a plenty full of ads, show promos, and PSAs. We'll be right back after this. Here we go.
Experimental and noise. Tune in every Thursday Copy and Paste. With your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
they go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
It is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome to the Medicine Show.
The Medicine Show is a live music-focused variety show with an array of genres, creating healing energy, inspiring real people to foster our healthiest lives holistically. On CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on Musqueam Land in Vancouver, Canada, every second Wednesday night, 7 to 9, and videos online.
Y'all listening to the Medicine Show, baby! Yeah!
Broadcasting healing energy with love, music, and laughter. Yeah!
We're on the Medicine Show, yes.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy.
We stand for peace, we stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC for a night of crack agus ciúil, including trivia, music, dancing and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit at Irish for Palestine BC on Instagram. That's at Irish for Palestine BC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, oh, God, my speed. magic. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and the song Sasi Pike Tamoin Ayisina Niwak from Joel Wood. Now we will move on to my project that I completed for one of my English courses. Now, to give you a bit of a backstory to how this was created and the story as a whole, it was for my Global South and Global South literature class, and it was for my final project. And it was influenced by a lot of things that we discussed during class, but if I were to kind of pinpoint what it was influenced by, I believe I mentioned it in my previous episodes, or it was probably a proposal that I was writing about, not the actual story, because the one I'm gonna share with you guys today is an actual story that I made up, and I believe in my previous episodes, I read you guys my proposal of what my story or what my creative project will be like, and here it is. Time flew so quick. I've already passed and developed a fictional story related to that, and just to kind of give you guys a flashback, it is called Beneath the Towers, the fictional story, and it deals with heaven and just the portrayals of heaven, and it was influenced by Michel Foucault's notion of heterotopia, and also a novel from Fiswain Empe called Welcome to Our Hillbro. And through those two works, I developed a fictional story. and it was through a podcast I did it, but I'll just read you guys the script of the story itself. And the protagonist, the narrator, is called Celeste, and she basically is in a fictional world called Loomis, and she deals with and experiences a lot of realities that she wasn't previously aware of, and it all relates to how heaven is portrayed and how the portrayal of heaven could not actually be what you thought it would have been, or would have thought it would have been, actually. And so I'll give you guys a rundown of the script and the story. When I submitted this, it was through an MP3, and I added some music, backgrounds around it, and so it kind of sounds a bit more professional-like, but since I can't do that right now, I could just read it out to you, and yeah, that's basically what I'll do now. Here we go. This is Beneath the Towers. They called it heaven, a place where light reigned supreme, where order and purity stood unchallenged. The towers of Loomis gleamed golden in the sunlight, their spires cutting through the sky, their walls untouched by decay. But heaven cast shadows, and in those shadows, truth festers. Heaven was no paradise. It was a story, a construct to keep us blinded, obedient, and complicit. When I first came to Loomis, I believed in it. All of us did. The light was a gift, they said, a sign of our righteousness, proof that we had ascended. Every street shimmered with the glow of the light wells, bathing us in warmth and clarity. We thought it illuminated everything, but light can blind us as much as it reveals. And when it concealed, the depths was something none of us were meant to see. Beneath Loomis lay another world, one that we were taught to fear and pity. The depths were home to the shades, those we were told had failed to rise. Disease clung to their bodies, chaos defined their streets, and suffering defined their lives. It was said that this was the natural order, that we were the light and they were the shadow. I believed in it, until the day I descended and saw the truth with my own eyes. The air in the depths was thick and fetid, a suffocating contrast to the pristine heights of the towers. Buildings leaned precariously, their walls coated in grime, while narrow alleys overflowed with desperate figures. Faces hollowed by hunger and eyes dulled by despair turned to look at me, not with anger, but with exhaustion, as though they had seen my kind before and knew I would not stay. I felt their silent accusation, though I didn't yet have the words to name it. The shade's suffering was not natural. It was engineered, as pristine, as deliberate as the glowing towers above them. Disease didn't merely find its way here, but it was sent. Poverty didn't descend upon them by chance. It was imposed. Their chaos was not their own making. It was born from the order above. And yet we, the light bearers, were told their misery was necessary. It was the price of maintaining heaven. I tried to reconcile what I had seen with what I had been taught. I wanted to believe the lies we were fed, to retreat to the comfort of ignorance. But ignorance is a choice, and I could no longer pretend not to see the machinery of exploitation beneath the gleaming facade of Loomis. When I returned to the towers, the light felt colder, harsher, as though it had turned on me. The golden streets I had once admired now seemed brittle, the purity of the temples hollow. I confronted those who held power, those who had woven the narrative of heaven. Their answers were as scripted as the stories they fed us. "You've seen the depths, haven't you?" says the council leader. "I have, and you lied to us. You told us it was natural, that their suffering was invincible and inevitable." The council leader replies, "And it is. Without their darkness, there is no light. Without their sacrifice, we lose everything we've built. Do you not want chaos to consume us all?" "Chaos," I replied back. "That's what you call their lives? Their pain? It isn't chaos, it's cruelty. And it isn't necessary. You just made us believe it was." "Do you think order sustains itself?" replies the council leader. "Do you think heaven can exist without a foundation? You would tear it all down for what? Equality? There's no such thing. There's only balance, and you balance, and the balance demands sacrifice." They had turned morality into mathematics, reducing suffering to a calculation, a means to justify their power. But what they called balance was nothing more than hierarchy, the elevation of the few at the expense of the many. They framed their dominance as natural law, their purity as divine right. But there was nothing divine about it. It was all constructed, an illusion as fragile as the light wells that sustained it. In the depths, I found something the towers could never offer, truth. It was harsh, unyielding, but it was real. The shades didn't accept their suffering as fate. They understood it as the result of a system designed to oppress them. As they had begun to resist, not with violence, not yet, but with defiance, their very survival was an act of rebellion, a refusal to be extinguished. They told me stories of the light wells that drain their vitality, of the illnesses engineered to keep them weak, of the patrols that came not to protect but to suppress. And they told me of their dreams, not to ascend to the towers, but to dismantle them entirely. They didn't want to trade places with their oppressors. They wanted to destroy the machinery of oppression itself. For the first time, I saw the towers for what they truly were. Not monuments to human achievement, but prisons of thought, designed to keep us believing in a false dichotomy of light and shadow. Heaven was not a space, but an idea. A story told to justify the suffering it created. It was a heterotopia, a space that pretended to be an ideal, but was riddled with contradictions, a place that existed only by erasing its opposite. I returned to the depths, not as a savior, but as a listener. I had no answers, I only had questions. The shades didn't trust me, and I couldn't blame them. I represented everything that had hurt them. But slowly they began to let in, and let me in. They showed me their plans, not just to disrupt the light wells, but to transform the very fabric of Loomis. They dreamed of a city without towers, without depths, a city where light wasn't a weapon but a shared gift. The first act of rebellion was subtle. The light wells faltered for just a moment, their glow dimming slightly. Most in the towers didn't notice, but those in the depths did. It was a spark, a sign that the system wasn't invincible. But the light bearers responded with force, sending patrols to the depths to restore order. They called it protection, but it was actually a punishment. The shades endured, as they always had. They had suffered far worse than patrols, but something had shifted. The rebellion wasn't just about survival anymore. It was about possibility. It wasn't about tearing down the towers for revenge, but about building something entirely new. In the end, heaven didn't fall in a single moment. It crumbled slowly, piece by piece, as the lies that held it together unraveled. The lightbearers clung to their illusion of control, but it was too late. The truth had taken root. Spreading through the depths and even into the towers, those who had once began and believed to question. And when enough questions were asked, the answers became undeniable. The towers of Loomis were not destroyed by force, but by the weight of their own contradictions. The city that emerged from the rubble was not perfect. It was messy, uncertain, and fragile. But it was real. It was a place where light and shadow could coexist, not as opposites, but as equals. And in that space, something new began. began to grow. Now that is the end of my creative project, Beneath the Towers. It may seem a little confusing to you guys because I couldn't give you the full in-depth description of how the story was created, but it basically explains how heaven could be portrayed in not just only a positive, good, virtuous place, but a place of manipulation and a place of lies, and where lies flourish and make a name for itself. And so it'd be nice if you guys could kind of meditate on this and just kind of try to incorporate it in your own lives to see how, you know, heaven could be always seen as something a little more broad than just a place of the afterlife. It could be seen as a positive environment that you inhabit right now, or could inhabit right now, or could have inhabited right now. And how that space is a really important term here, how that space could be used as manipulation, yet for you it seemed as a place of a positive environment. And so I think that is a really important thing to consider and watch out for in your lives and my lives. But yeah, that was the creative research project that I completed a couple of weeks ago for my Global South Indigenous class. I really recommend that course to everyone if it is available in the future. And Professor Siphon Mustery was my instructor for that course, and she was by far one of the best people for that course. And she was an amazing professor, and if she ever does teach again, I recommend her to everyone. And a great, caring, loving professor she was. Now, we will play some songs. I'll play two songs, actually, from Joel Wood. The first song is from, well, of course, Joel Wood, featuring Tonya Jo Hall. It is called Prayers for the People. And then right after that, I believe I have another one. But, yeah, it is called The Proposal. So I'll kind of give this one a switch up. Actually, no, you know what? I'll just play Prayers for the People. Here we go. Prayers for the People from Joel Wood featuring Tonya Jo Hall. We'll give this one a go. Here we go.
Oh, hey.
Monkey Chichiapi. We are Eo. We are Eo.
Chichiapi.
Oh, ya take we chuki chichiapi. We are a ho. We are a ho. We are chante tama. We chuki chichiapi.
Chichiapi.
Oh, ya take we chunky chichiapi. We are a ho, ho, ho. We are a ho. We are a chante taha. We chunky chichiapi. We are Eo, we are Eo, we are Eo, we are Eo, chante taha, we chungi chichiapi.
The Prayers for the People featuring Tonya Jewel Hall from Joel Wood. Now I'll play you guys another song. I have completely lost track of where I was before, but yeah, I found it. The Proposal, it is also from Joel Wood featuring Tonya Jewel Hall. Here we go.
Ah.
That was The Proposal, Joel Wood, featuring Tonya Joe Hall. Now, we have about 5 minutes until our end of the show, and so I feel like leaving the poetry until, you know, my next episodes would be best, because I do want to kind of go in there and deeply read with you guys for quite a bit. And so, I mean, just reading a couple I don't think would be really necessary for today, because we did go through a lot of stuff. But, I mean, in the meantime, I guess we could just kind of just talk or end off a little early. But it is a really nice day outside, which I'm really happy about, because, gosh, I really hate the rain. But I shouldn't really be saying that, because I live in Vancouver and it rains every day. But the sun is shining down really bright here in Vancouver. I hope wherever you guys are listening from, the weather is all good there too. The holidays are coming up as well. I hope everyone has some fun, you know, things planned for the holidays and for the New Year's. I just can't believe that 2024 is almost over. But I personally had a blast. 2024 went by super quick. Lots of fun memories. A lot of struggles too with you know, different stuff, school, personal reasons. But I believe that I persevered through it strongly, and all of the positive things that happened to me this year really overpower all of the negatives. And I hope it does the same for you guys as well. Just one thing, I guess, exciting for me happening at this year for the holidays is my uncle is coming to visit me and my family from Korea with his wife as well. It's his first time bringing his wife here. I think it's the first time the wife has been to Canada itself, and so it's really exciting. Well, we planned, I think they're staying for about 4 days, and so my family and I planned a lot of things for them to see. My uncle has been here, you know, several times, so he kind of knows. He came, I think, last year as well during this time, but by himself, and so he's seen a lot of the things here, but his wife has never seen anything, and so we'll be taking her through an adventure downtown in the lower main, mostly in the lower mainland, because we don't really have enough time to go out into the suburbs or the countryside, and it's a lot cold too. And so all of the you know, the basic things that tourists come and see here in Vancouver, will take her. Stanley Park, for example, and the clock towers. But it'll be fun. I'm super excited. And it'll be after my finals, so I'm glad everything is going to be done related to academics, and so I could just kind of enjoy myself for the next for the 4 days they are here, until I prep for my semester after. But I hope everyone has, you know, some fun plans, or if not, just spend time with their families during the holidays and the New Year's, and yeah, and just, you know, reflect on ourselves as just human beings, how we can improve ourselves for the year next. But yeah, I think that's enough for today. I think that's more than enough to wrap up for today's episode. And for the next ones, who knows what's going to pop up, but definitely I think it's necessary to move the poetry on to our future episodes. Now, thank you all for joining Jess is Lit. Please send me feedbacks on how the creative project went. If you guys like it, I'll go over it again. I haven't really, you know, read my poetry, my own poetry out in a while. And so if you guys want that, please send me some more feedbacks and recommendations on that. Even with songs, I'm always open to consider everything as long as it's appropriate. And so that's it for today's show. I will see you guys on my next one. And have yourselves a great rest of your week. And I will, you know, bring back some more good content of literature. in my next ones. Thank you all for joining Just Lit, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you all. Bye-bye.